download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
I was at home and just listening to the countdown and...
I was there too.
Let's say it straight. You weren't there.
I wasn't there for the beginning.
We were there. I was at home and listening, and then, you know, we heard that number 44, Speak of the Devil, and I was like, ooh, called up Dubs. Dubs, what are you doing? And he was like, yeah, just heard, sweet. And so he came around with a six-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were super stoked because it's our first entry, as you say, into the Hottest 100. And for us, that's
awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, it's a well-deserved song. I mean, a huge hit, one of those instantly likable songs. But for anybody who's known Hermitude, over the last 10 years you've been making music, it's a bit of a shift from what you usually do, isn't it?
Yeah, well, sure. It's basically kind of one of those records for us that we've definitely come the closest to doing what we wanted to do with one of our own albums. We've always wanted to do a really strong instrumental record. And previous albums, we've had guest artists and it's been a bit more on the hip-hop tip. But for this record, we really wanted to hone in on exactly what Hermitude is. And we really tried to focus in on replacing vocalists with big melodies and stuff like that. We really tried to still have a really strong and interesting record without vocals, and that's how you're going to do that. Well, you just basically need the strong melodies and the strong vocal parts, but you do it with like synthesizers or samplers or something like that.
Mm. Well, that song in particular is a really pop structured song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It,
and it has vocals, actually.
It does have vocals, yeah. You know what you want. This record's a bit of a departure maybe from what we've done in the past. Again, I guess it comes down to the music that we've been listening to and the influences that we have at this particular point in time. And it's been kind of a really interesting journey shaping this kind of new direction and new sound that we're kind of working into, I guess. And it always goes off in a different direction. Like every record we do, we have an idea at the beginning, but just comes out and flows in its own way.
Yeah, this kind of beats electronic scene that has been happening has really had a great refresh with acts like Hudson Mohawk and Flying Lotus and just all
Rusty
that,
and
yeah, all that sort of stuff. Previously when we did like Threads in 2009 and stuff, that scene was only just starting to pick up, and before then it almost had a bit of a lull. Like, I feel like there wasn't that much stuff that I was really being inspired by.
Mm. Well, it's interesting you mentioned Hudson Mohawk, because just thinking about the one element that I love about him is that he combines this big, head-bobbing, thick, warm hip-hop sound with this sharp, slicey, really wonderful, to the point electronica.
Yeah.
And I hear that on the title track, Hyper Paradise, which we've just started playing. It's just got that warmth, but you can't help but bob your head. But then there's these little, you know, steel drums and stuff like that. I mean, would you say that you know, that song in particular was kind of tapping into, you know, those smashings of genres together?
Oh, for sure. Like,
absolutely.
The cheekiness of those steel drums, you know, it's like
they are cheeky,
you know, and they're really cheeky, and that's but that's what's so kind of refreshing and nice about it, you know. Like one thing that we really tried to do actually for this record was not be afraid to go places, and that really helped us, I think, is like not be afraid to do a massive big rave melody over a hip-hop song or something like that, you know, because it felt good and it sounded good at the time, whereas previously we might have been like, oh, it's a bit too rave, you know. What do all the hip-hop heads think of that? And all that sort of stuff. But this time we really just shut ourselves off in a room and kind of went, we're just going to write, and whatever comes out is going to be what it is. And it's really exciting, just sort of taking chances and all that sort of stuff.
It made for like one of the funnest writing processes that I've ever experienced, for sure.
Just letting yourself go.
Yeah, it was just awesome. We were just like, yeah, man, put that down. It was really fun.
Go, 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 go.
the instrumental side of Hermitude is obviously a huge part of what you do and do very, very well. How do you tell stories without words?
Good question. For me, it's creating a mood that someone can like visualize in their head, that sort of like mood or a story. But it's different for every person because there is no lyrics. People take from it what they see in their head, you know, or the narrative that they see or whatever. And the melody that sits over the top almost tells the story. And so for us, a lot of it was really about making the strong melodies that can really like hold you. And you know, you walk away and you start humming it in your head and all that sort of stuff. Same as a vocal, but it just doesn't have the words.
It's a very visual album, I think, in terms of the imagery that kind of you conjure up when you're listening to the music, and you kind of go to your own paradise when you listen to it. I do anyway.
Well, we talked about the steel drums before. Where does the title track, which is such a great song, where does that take you? If you could paint the picture for what pops in your head.
The original title for Hyper Paradise, the working title, was Lions. And for me, it's quite a sort of jungly kind of paradise, if you will. There's kind of lions and vines and like lagoons and all this sort of stuff. But it's all slightly a little bit digital, you know?
Tweaked out or something.
Yeah, it's a little bit sort of like the Matrix is flickering. You know, one of those branches is just flickering on and off. It's a bit broken. And yeah, there's all this kind of stuff for me that comes in like that.
I always picture some kind of desert or something with like some crazy mirage, like a small town that's kind of out in the middle of this desert that was built in the, I don't know, the mid 1900s, let's say, and all the paint's kind of wearing off, but it's still really colourful, and like all the shops are like have this amazing kind of colour scheme between them. And yeah, it's just some kind of weird place for me, I guess, that where you, everyone's kind of, yeah, just riding around on crazy buggies and I don't know.
Wow.
There's all sorts of crazy.
That's in depth.
There's all sorts of crazy pictures.
So desert, colourful desert town.
Colourful desert town. I always think of that for this song.
Yeah.